Hi, Ruben.
Hi, we got disconnected there. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good. How you doing?
Good. So I wanted to give you a call. I sent you an email. Did you receive it?
Actually, I didn't check on that, but let me see
Oh,
that.
no worries. My underwriter was working on your file yesterday. They had a few quick questions. One was, I can just go through the questions right now. The first question was, just to verify, we provide equipment loans as well as cash loans. That's a completely separate product. So after this cash loan, if you want to come to us and say, get, hey, $50,000 or $70,000 equipment, we can do that for you in the future, but it's a completely separate product. So it's not like, I mean, there's customers that will have 10 equipment loans with us and also one cash loan. It's a completely different product because it's asset-based, okay?
Okay, perfect.
The second thing is this. The new job contract, what's the minimum you're needing to make this project happen, and what's the maximum?
Actually, I got the contract for 4 years and it is over than $2 million. So, but I don't ask for two because it's for 4 years, over than $2 million, 200 something, you know what I mean?
I guess what the
Then
underwriter is trying to really figure out is, when are you looking for this money, and really, how much do you need? Like, about how much is the minimum, and what's the maximum you need?
The minimum I need $300,000, and I need that as soon as you can because the contract starts on November 1st.
Okay. Give me a second. Give me a second. Give me a second. You said the contract was how much?
Over than $2 million. I can
So
show it to you, but I don't right now.
in terms
Yeah.
of the $300,000, is this used to like hire new employees, or where does the money go
Yes.
to? Is it for
Yes.
it's to
Yes. To
so.
hire the to get some supplies, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So just to be prepared for that.
I saw that on your credit, and look, the way I talk to people is, I've been here for 9 years, so I'm pretty, I'm very direct and straightforward. I don't like to, tell people something that's not true.
Perfect.
I know you've been shopping around for a lot of loans. Assuming you can't find the loan that you're looking for, what are alternatives are
Yes.
you looking for?
Yes, because I go around, or some of them they offer to me, but I don't like it, the interest, you know what I mean? Which
Oh.
one they offer to me. The other one, they said to me, I can release to you on October 1st. And I said, oh, well, okay, hold on that because I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
So I'm shopping around, you know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah, I understand. So what have you been offered?
Pardon me?
What have you been offered?
500,000.
Who told you that they're going to give you 500,000?
I was going to show it to you because I'm driving right now exactly the company which one they told me that.
Do you know their name or no?
They are in California. To tell you the truth, they are in California,
Okay.
Irvine, in
Okay.
Los Angeles.
So I actually wanted to warn you against something. So there are a lot of companies in our industry that actually like they're doing not the nicest things. And we've recently seen a lot of companies that will tell people I mean, I'm going to say this the right way without offending you. You have a lot of
Okay.
debt. You have a lot of debt right now. You have a
Yes.
significant debt. And I don't know if you know this, but I believe your current contract that you have with this other company violated your CAN Capital contract. So technically, you're in default of your contract. Are you aware of that?
I know. I know.
So,
That's why I want to get rid of them. You know
okay.
what I mean?
Well,
And I live somewhere I can.
I understand, but my goal is not to pressure you into business.
Exactly.
You can Google me. You can look at our online reviews. We're on Google Plus. Just put in Bank of Cardiff reviews, and you'll see my name over 50 times. So I have no ability to like lie to you. But here's what's going on. Most likely, without even knowing the company you're working with, I do not believe anyone really has $500,000 approved for you. There are many companies that tell people they're approved. They ask for a deposit, like they ask for money, and then it never comes through. Has the company you're
Oh.
wor has the company you're working with, are they asking for money?
No.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay. if someone has $500,000 approved for you, I would take it in a heartbeat. Or I would at least forward me that contract, and free of charge, I can give you my advice. The reason why is your business can't qualify for $500,000. That'd be too much debt. It doesn't exist. So either A, you know, it's one of those phrases. If it walks like a duck, if it talks like a duck, if it sounds like a duck, if it's, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what I would do is this. Are you going to be at your computer later today?
Yes.
All right. So there's two things I need. The first thing is I didn't get your May bank statement. I need you to send me your May bank statement. I wasn't sent it. But the other thing is, yeah, I never get your May bank statement.
You do have it. Yes, you do have it. But
I don't.
The May, they said April 30 through May 31st because I checked it very good. One of them, they said April 30th through May 31st.
Hold on. Give me a second. Let's see. I don't believe I have that. But do you get what I'm saying? Like, I'm a real person, and I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to lie to you. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
And so here's what I would suggest. And don't take this the wrong way. There's many people in our industry, and I don't know who you're working with. Like I said, I have no idea. But I'm highly suspicious of you telling me those numbers. They just don't make sense to me. What I would do is I would send me the contract or read the contract yourself. But I'm looking at your bank statements. I don't have your May bank statements. I think you sent me two of the same month. I don't have it.
Okay.
But okay, so out of curiosity, what kind of terms did they tell you they approved you for? Was it like a year, 2 years, 3 years?
5 years.
All right. Someone's wasting your time.
I see.
Yeah. Here's the reason. Here's the reason I can tell you this. You've been getting very short-term loans, correct? Like 1 year, 6 months, things like that, right?
Yes.
Why do you think this company would give you five-year terms? And if they, and I guess the other question is this, if they're giving you five-year terms, why aren't you taking it?
Well, because they told me it's going to be 35% on top of the money, which one they're going to loan to me.
They're going to put $500,000 on top of your current loan?
Yeah.
Okay, I think someone's lying to you.
Pause.
With the utmost respect, I would highly, highly review. Have you been sent a contract, or how have you been told about this approval?
They're going to send me the contract. They already fill in the application, but I didn't sign nothing at all. You know what I mean?
Okay. All right.
So I didn't send the bank statement and everything after they talking with me like you. You know what I mean?
They told you you're approved without applying?
Yes.
Oh,
this is a big lie.
No, it's not a big lie. You can't get approved until you apply. Okay, so you guys are just talking about random things. No one's lying to you. I don't think any. Now I'm gonna go back. No one's lying to you. There are programs for 5 years, but they're just telling you what the best program is. Correct. So have you applied with them?
No.
Oh, so they're not lying to you. They're just telling you. I'm gonna go back. You're telling me. I thought you said you had applied with them.
No. I didn't, because they're talking too much. They say too much on me, and I said, guess what? I'm going to get rid of them because I don't want anything to leave it. I'm going to do that how I can do by myself. You know?
Okay. So I think it seems like here's what's going on, and this is what I would kind of stress, because I don't want to waste your time. I don't care who you're working with. It's none of my business. There are some companies that are asking people for money. In this case, no one's lying to you. Someone's just telling you, hey, this is the best price you have. Just like you can call a car dealer and say, hey, what kind of financing do you have available? And that car dealer can say, well, if you qualify, it's 0% for 6 years. That doesn't mean everyone will qualify. I need the bank statement. But one thing I want to go over is kind of realistic ideas here, okay? So your current loans are around, your current balances are around $120,000, correct?
Yeah.
So here's one thing I would like to ask you. And you can also speak to an underwriter here if you don't get the right answer from me. You said you need a minimum of how much money? $300,000?
Yes.
Does that mean you need to get an additional $250,000? Or you want to...
No. Just $300,000, not addition, nothing at all.
Okay. But that also means you want to take some of that money and pay off your current loans, correct?
Yes.
Okay. The best case scenario you're looking for right now for cash, the best case scenario is 200 to 250. That is the best case scenario.
Okay.
Once you get me the main bank statement, I can let you know what I can do. But I guess the question I would ask you is this. Not just because sometimes you qualify, sometimes you don't. It's really about what's available for you. I guess the question I ask you is this. If our underwriters offer you less money, is that something you're interested in?
Tell me the numbers, then.
I don't have those numbers. What I'm asking is this.
Yeah.
If you get, I'm just giving you some ideas. Like I said, I'm not here to put any pressure on you. But let's say right now one of the challenges is this. You have a lot of debt right now. So you have two very, very big loans that are taking up a lot of your revenue. And because they're so big, you might not qualify for the loan you're looking for. So what I'm just asking you is this. If you get, like, let's just say you can't qualify for a refinance. Let's say you get $40,000 or $50,000. The question that I would ask you is this. Is that something that would help you out? Would $40,000 help you? Or is that something where it's like all or nothing?
Oh, yeah. It's helping me.
It would help you. Okay. Yeah, and just to kind of reiterate, if there is a company that has offered you a 5-year term, that's an awesome approval. As long as anyone puts it in writing, sends you a contract, that's fine. But I think where my confusion was, it sounds like you just called someone, they told you. So no one's lying to you. I would just say, at this point, that's just someone telling you, hey, this is the best that they can do, because you're just asking them questions just like me. So would you be able to get me that May bank statement later today?
Yeah.
Okay,
about
cool.
20 minutes. Something like that, okay? I'll send it to you, the main statement.
Okay.
Okay?
Cool. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ben. Talk
Bye-bye.
To you later. Bye.